The syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio, Phil Williams here live in the Right Side Studios. Man, we got the local, the state, the national covering down on all the issues. And oh yeah, like the dude just said, solid, conservative, and just plain right. Well, welcome to hour number two. We're glad you're with us. So I'm in this first section. I just finished giving you about a half hour of what I say is DEI must DIE. It is time for diversity, equity, inclusion to be a thing of the past in terms of what the liberal agenda constantly tries to portray it to be. But what's interesting is as the private sector has really begun pulling back, as the private sector has begun recognizing that they have a duty to their consumers and their shareholders, and they can no longer maintain this, you know, this tepid approach to business by losing all ideas of merit and disregard for constitutional values. The truth of the matter is the private sector is moving away from DEI, but somehow or another, the public sector, the government, seems to be doubling down. The Biden administration is just in the process of hiring a brand new IRS diversity, equity, and inclusion director. While at the same time, Lowe's and Coors and Home Depot and Harley-Davidson, all of them are backing away. Well, one of the places that really caught my attention, and y'all, most of y'all know my record, that having served 30 years of military service, a lot of which was in the National Guard, being a practicing attorney myself and a lover of the law and the rule of law, and oh, by the way, also being someone who just has a desire to see the rule of law accentuated from a strict constructionist sort of manner with the Constitution, this story out of Idaho caught my attention. How dare they say that someone is not allowed to speak their mind, especially off duty? That being said, I want to bring in someone who is really in the thick of the fight on a lot of things, but even in this case. Daniel Schmidt is the Associate Vice President of Legal Affairs with Liberty Counsel. Liberty Counsel is an international nonprofit litigation, education, policy organization. Special interest law is what they practice. And when I say special, I mean special like good special. He got his undergraduate degree from University of Georgia, a Juris Doctorate from Liberty University. He's a constitutional litigator, and he's appeared on a number of other programs, Fox News, Newsmax, the Glenn Beck program, and others. Daniel Schmidt, welcome to Right Side Radio.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Well, listen, I think it'd be fair. My folks are not unaccustomed to the idea of hearing about special interest law firms like Alliance Defending Freedom, or here at home we have the Alabama Center for Law and Liberty. But if you would, just talk to us about Liberty Counsel and what y'all stand for and what you do, first of all.
Well, primarily, we're a civil litigation and education organization. We do policy as well. It's devoted to the sanctity of human life, the family, and religious freedom. That includes protected speech under the First Amendment, the right to worship and gather and exercise one's religious belief, and then standing for traditional conservative principles wherever we happen to find fights against those. We try to stand in the gap and stand up for those who are just seeking to exercise that which the Constitution guarantees them.
Well, and yeah, the Constitution guarantees them is the key phrase. So let me ask you, Liberty Counsel, if I recall, weren't y'all involved in some of the COVID vaccine mandate cases?
We were involved in many of them, military and otherwise. We had a number of cases. We represented members from every branch of the military. We represented federal employees and federal civilian contractors. We represented healthcare workers in Illinois and New York and Maine, still are in many instances, and were able to push back against the Biden administration's unlawful and unconstitutional mandates that those with religious beliefs in the military and federal employment forced them to take the COVID shots. We were able to secure injunctions and class action relief against the Department of Defense on behalf of the Marines and a number of other branches of the military.
You know, during that time frame, too, I'll never forget President Biden doing a press conference announcing his vaccine mandates, which were going to be sweeping to include OSHA and the private sector and everything. And at one point, he even said, "I've been advised this is probably unconstitutional, but I'm going to do it anyway." That's the attitude we so often are seeing these days.
That's the attitude of the left, isn't it?
It absolutely is.
It's a godless culture in that realm. They don't care. When the Supreme Court speaks on a constitutional issue, we've even heard them say, "We don't care. We're going to do it anyway." That's lawlessness, for one. It's unconstitutional. And it's a gross excess of power that was never handed to the executive branch. We have a constitutional structure. The left seems to want to send that to its demise. They're open about that from the Obama administration on. They want to radically transform America to something it's not. And we see that almost daily from the current administration and from the agencies that work there under.
Well, and I have to say too, Liberty Counsel, along with other organizations similar to yours, you guys step in, and at times there are plaintiffs, or for that matter, even defendants, who never could have supported a lawsuit because there's a cost involved with defending your interests in court. And as an attorney, I know that for a fact. So you guys actually come in sometimes from out of state, and you show up, and you provide that necessary legal relief that they might not otherwise be able to obtain.
We do, and we do so pro bono. It's our calling to represent those who can't represent themselves. And we do it in all 50 states. And when a violation of the Constitution takes place, we don't believe that money ought to be an impediment to those individuals. The Supreme Court's famously opined that the First Amendment belongs to us all, meaning that the speech rights of your show on Right Side Radio, or the speech rights of the street preacher down in downtown Birmingham, Alabama, who wants to share the gospel, or a sidewalk counselor who wants to encourage women to choose life. But those rights belong to everybody, and it matters that they're enforced as to everybody, because the only way we can guarantee that you can speak your mind on your program is to ensure that the First Amendment applies broadly, and that's the way it was intended. And oftentimes, people don't have the money for that litigation. It costs a lot of money to litigate, as you know, all the way to trial. I mean, sometimes millions of dollars. And it takes people who are willing to stand in the gap and say, no, we're not going to tolerate that. And sometimes you're up against the largest institution of all, the United States government.
Yeah.
And that's a tough slog sometimes. And we know what we're doing in that realm, and we're happy to do it. And we're happy to stand up for those who can't stand up for themselves.
Well, and I did not know till I saw your bio that you actually have a presence in Israel. So you have offices, what, in like Florida, Virginia, D.C., and then another office in Israel even?
We have a presence there. We don't do a lot of law there, obviously. Our legal outfit is here, but we have branches all over the place, and even some affiliate organizations internationally in Romania and some other places that we work to advance the cause of freedom wherever it may be in need of assistance.
Well, first of all, thanks for what you do then. And I appreciate you making time today. So we've got a few minutes here before the break, and then we'll pick it up again after the break. But let's get into this Idaho story, if you don't mind. And just to refresh my background personally, I was an infantry officer in the National Guard. I was also, by the way, very open about my faith. I used to be in full-time ministry at one point. I'm also a practicing attorney. And oh, by the way, I was in the state Senate while I was still serving as an officer in the National Guard. So when I saw the story out of Idaho, I thought, my gosh, that could have happened to me if it hadn't been for the fact that I live in the red state of Alabama, where the rule of law seems to mean a little bit more. But we're looking at a guy right now who has been removed from his command and is going through what the Army calls a 15-6 investigation. Would you mind giving us more background on this?
Yes, our client at the moment assumed his duties, his command, in July of last year. And a few days after that, a individual in the Idaho National Guard who claims to be a homosexual thought that some social media posts he had posted outside of the military context on his private social media channels that were discussing things of human sexuality and the drag queen story hours that seem to be everywhere these days, and some other issues of gender identity and cultural issues. He opined on them, as the First Amendment allows him and permits him to do, and gave his opinion as to how government and individuals should react to those things. That was dissatisfactory to an individual under his command, and he filed a complaint that said he was hostile to those in his command and wouldn't respect them. And the Idaho National Guard hailed him in and said, if you don't resign, we're going to make this ugly for you.
Wow.
And we have, as you said, they started the 15-6 investigation, which is still ongoing. And it was premised on nothing more than his free speech.
Wow. So the guy is enduring a 15-6, and I'm sure that's putting a flag on his career for the moment. And then I have to ask, wasn't he running for office? One of the reports that I saw said that he was actually making those comments in conjunction with his run for some type of office.
He was running for a local office there. And the statements he made were in the context of a political campaign to opine on what the government should do. He was running to be an official representative of the people in Idaho and to opine on those things. And the speech wasn't given in this military context. It was given in that context. And as he was running, the First Amendment is at its strongest, the courts have said over and over again, in the context of political speech. And that's where this took place. Yet the Idaho National Guard said, because of what you said and the way it can be perceived and the way this individual who complained perceived it, then we're going to force you to resign. And if you don't, we're going to remove you from command. And to this day, which is now a year and 3 or 4 months later, is still not in command and still going through the administrative process because they're ignoring what the First Amendment requires them to do.
Well, this is by the way, there's, I don't know what rank he is. You're welcome to tell me if you want to, but the reality is rank is also something that is achieved in part through merit, but also in part through time. So he is losing his opportunity for command, which is going to jeopardize his ability to advance his career. I mean, he's actually to the point of now he's accruing actual damages.
Oh, he's been accruing damages for a while. And the Supreme Court, as you probably recall as a lawyer, said the loss of First Amendment rights for even minimal periods of time, moments in time, is a sufficient injury, leaving aside the actual harm that's occurring to him in terms of his military career and the things that are going in his file and the investigation itself. Now, he's fighting that. He's represented by a good man in that regard as well. And we have come along to say, if the governor of Idaho won't step in, which he's authorized and empowered to do for the National Guard, then there may need to be a lawsuit in federal court about this to knock this off, because the First Amendment doesn't recognize what's going on. The Constitution doesn't recognize what's going on. In the military, these individuals who swore an oath to defend our freedom are entitled to the same freedom they stand up and defend every day.
That's exactly right. And do you know, by the way, is he a combat veteran by any chance?
I don't know. I think he is. But regardless, I mean, whether he's in the reserve or from the lowest enlisted man all the way up to the commander in chief, not one of them surrenders their First Amendment rights upon enlistment. No. The First Amendment applies to all of us. And you know, as a former politician and a lawyer and a former National Guardsman, in none of those contexts when you signed up for any of those roles, did somebody put a piece of paper in front of you saying, well, you can do this, but you have to give up your right to speak.
Yeah.
It doesn't happen.
Never
because
once.
They can't do it.
No, never once.
Because the First Amendment applies equally to this man, yet he's not being afforded the protections he's due, and that's why we've asked the governor to step in and say, knock this off, or else we're going to have to seek further relief.
Well, you bring up a great point about the governor. If you don't mind, we're going to take a break right now, Daniel. We got to take the break just because of our scheduling, but we're going to come back and have a few minutes to wrap it up. Can you hang on through the break?
I sure will.
Absolutely. We're with Daniel Schmid, the Associate Vice President of Legal Affairs at the Liberty Council, stepping in on behalf of a National Guardsman who's just basically having his career tanked because somebody got offended. There's no constitutional right to not be offended. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right. Just, I mean, like, man, saving the world one soundbite at a time. Going to go right back to the phones right now. We only got a couple of minutes for the end of this segment. But Daniel Schmid, who is the Associate Vice President of Legal Affairs with Liberty Counsel, has been giving us the lowdown on the situation in Idaho with a National Guardsman who has been relieved of duty pending a 15-6 investigation, which is part of the Army administrative process, because he apparently had an opinion about gay marriage and lifestyles on his own spare time outside of the military. Daniel, we've only got a couple minutes left because we ran long in our first segment. My fault on that. But I want to ask you, I know you guys have put the governor on notice. And I know the governor also has a senior legal counsel, and they have a JAG officer for the National Guard. Are you getting any response at all from them?
Not formal response as of yet. And we have put together a letter that we're probably going to send in the next day or so that goes to the Idaho legislature as well, to put as much pressure as possible on that. Now, we're still reaching out internally to say, hey, we don't think you agree with this. You happen to be fairly conservative yourself.
Yeah.
Go in and knock this off. There's some good people who work for him in the Solicitor General's office and in the AG's office out there. So we're hopeful that we'll still get some official action on this before having to go a more physical route, if you will. But as of yet, we have not had a formal response yet.
Well, and I don't know where the 15-6 is in its processes. Those can be ponderous, and obviously they're making this one as ponderous as they can. But somewhere along the line, I would hope that the guy who filed the complaint would actually be able to prove his case and why he was so offended with something that didn't even happen in his own presence. Has that been addressed?
It has not. Now, as you mentioned, they're ongoing, and to some degree they're private, so I'm limited in what I'm able to say. But I will opine on one of the things you mentioned, which is you would hope in these instances somebody can prove their case. The problem for this complaint and the problem for the investigation in itself is it doesn't matter whether you're offended or not. You can be offended by someone's speech all you want to. That doesn't give the Idaho National Guard the authority to hail a commanding officer in on a 15-6 and say, you must resign, because the First Amendment doesn't recognize that. They're not going to either.
Well, Daniel, I got to leave it there, but I really want to keep tabs on this, and so I appreciate your time today. Thank you so much.
Thank you for covering.
Absolutely. Daniel Schmid from Liberty Counsel. Phil Williams coming right back with Butters and Lee.